Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth. Drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-word. And tonight, we got my homie in the building. Tonight, we got my main man, Silski from the Wu-Tang Killer Bees in the house. And you know, I can't do nothing without my illustrious co-host, Miss 100% with me. And so, if y'all want to holler at us, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 646-929-2037. And if you want to get all close and personal with us, well, you can't get that close because it's like Facebook, Twitter, Wayne, meet me. I'm Smooth Drama. Add me. I'll add you back. But as always, I know y'all ain't really trying to get with me. You really want to get at my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%, Queen of the Little People. Tell them how they can get close to you.
Well, you know what I always say. If you really want to get real up close and personal, just go ahead and send me an email, you know, or as they say in the office, shoot me an email. That's Miss100% spelled out at yahoo.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at the number 100%, or you can catch me on Facebook all day, every day, Miss100%.
All right.
Real quick and easy.
Real quick and easy, just like that.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Yeah. All right. But since we being quick and easy, you know I got to start off in Florida. I can't do a show without starting off in Florida. It's the state that keeps on giving.
It just wouldn't be right without Florida.
I know. And Ronald Howard Jr. of Bradenton, Florida, was scratching his balls when his girlfriend, Shalimar, I'm saying their names because they stupid.
Not Ron Howard, the Opie Ron Howard.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is Ron Howard Jr. So Opie got a black son she didn't tell the world about. Anyway, his living girlfriend, Shalimar Petrarca, however the hell you pronounce it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got into it because he was scratching his balls and she was about to eat, she said, and she's like, yo, I don't want to see you scratching your balls while I'm eating.
Put your balls away, man. Put your balls away. That's all I'm going to tell you. Put your balls away.
Yeah. Now, there's two versions of the story. In her event, she says, he got in her face and told her to stop judging him. Then he allegedly pushed her into a corner where she fell and scraped her ankle. Then he threw her out.
Wow.
Then he gives the story where she punched him in the eye for scratching his balls and that he threw her out because he didn't want the situation to escalate.
Wow. You know what? This is why. If you're going to scratch a ball, you know, give people 50 feet. You know what I'm saying? I can feel her, though. Like, I like balls just as much as the next lady or man. But you don't scratch a ball while I'm eating, bruh. Like, that's just nasty. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I want to apologize to everyone for the show going off air.
But I mean, no need for Blog Talk to be a hater because I don't want to do balls in my cereal. That's bullshit.
So we apologize for technical difficulties, but obviously, Blog Talk does not want us to talk about people in Florida scratching their bones.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of things that I guess they don't want us to talk about, also, I don't know if you saw this dude, black man in Walmart, who is suing Walmart because some guy got on the air on the microphone and said, "Hey, all black people have to leave
now." He said, "All black people leave now."
So what this brother does is he's suing Walmart, saying that he's suffering from a number of psychological disorders after hearing that.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you the first psychological disorder he suffered from. Dumbassery. For the simple fact that he really think that he can battle Walmart and win. Don't he know that Walmart is one of the biggest evils in this society? He will never fucking win. They will have his ass in court until his great-grandkid graduate from college. Right. Like, what the hell? Like, he's suing for $1 million. Like, yeah, he'll never see that shit.
Yeah, he's going to pay $1 million in lawyer fees.
Right.
So by the time they settle with him, all the money's going to go to the lawyers.
Every last damn penny of it.
Yeah. So. Now, I have a problem with this because it goes to the heart of, you know, you talk about, like, racism and what's really real. You got this dude coming out, "Oh, yeah, I've been discriminated against. And I had a psychological problem because they told me, boss master told me I had to leave Walmart."
He's so stupid.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man.
I feel you because, you know what, on the other hand, I mean, just thinking about the whole story, it was a little kid who made his way to the PA system and thought it would be funny. And to me, the shit is funny. Like, if I'm in Walmart shopping and I hear all black people leave now, like, that shit would be funny as hell to me. Like, I would die laughing.
I'd be like, "Make me."
But then at the end, I would think, like, "Oh, that's some bullshit, you know."
Right.
I might want a gift card, but I'm going to sue you for it.
Right, exactly. I mean, psychological disorders, man.
Yeah. Like, they apologized, like, you know. And the little boy was arrested. Everybody know who did it. Come on, bruh. I mean, it just, some of the comments on the story, you know, just like the girl who was hitting the guy and she got tased and all of the comments, "Dumbass black bitch," you know, stuff like that. I can't say anything about that because it's like, here you go again being what they say you are.
Right. Dumb.
Knock it off.
Right. Don't be living up to it. Because then we got to do like a soldier story. I got to shoot you in the ankles, man. Drag you behind.
Yeah.
Take you out. Making us look bad. Although, it is even. If we going to go racial politics, we can go to Nicholas Gonzalez, a.k.a. porn actor Donnie Wright, who broke into a firehouse to masturbate with the firemen there.
What you said?
I mean, he broke in 100 and he start masturbating on the fireman's suits.
Hold on. I'm gonna need you. He like, can you imagine? He walks in there like, "Yeah, this look like this would be a real good place to just let it go." And he walk in, and he going, and they like, "Hey, dude, what the fuck you doing?" He like, "I'm here to put your fire out."
I mean, one of the firefighters came across him and was like, hey, the hell are you doing? He's like, I'm not even going to do it.
I mean, but you said he's supposed to be an amateur porn star or something like that?
Well, he's not amateur. He's a porn actor, so I guess he's a professional.
What's his name again? A.K.A. what?
Donnie Wright.
That's his porn name?
Yeah, I don't think
and that... he got some damn work to do on that porn. They like, come on, man.
All right. Well, I want to make sure people... Nicholas Gonzalez. A.K.A. Donnie Wright. Don't...
like, yeah, my name is Dick. Or, yeah, I'm Nicholas Gonzalez. Nick Gonzalez, A.K.A. Firestarter. With that. Like, he needs some more swag on that porn name. That's a piss poor porn name. But no, I mean, but I guess that's the reason why he breaking into the fire station.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking he was high as hell.
I'm thinking out of work.
Yeah, exactly.
There, government, when y'all start making these damn laws to try to govern what porn actors and stuff do, this is what happens. Society goes crazy, and they get confused, and they start jacking off on firemen suits. So stop making laws. Leave them be. Okay, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm just going to move on. I got nothing to add on that one. Now everybody knows, if you don't know, the Pope, as we reported on here, the Pope has retired or left because he don't want to be part of the scandal. Or my conspiracy theory is he wants to go and be the best pedophile that he can be.
Let me just go ahead and correct you. He resigned. Remember we talked about there's a difference between retiring and resigning. That I was going to say that Negro quit, but he ain't no Negro.
Yeah, he's not a Negro.
He just said deuces. He left.
Right. Now, thing is, one of the front runners for the Pope is Cardinal Peter Turkskin of Ghana. Well,
yeah.
He's in a little bit of controversy because he suggested that gay priests are in part to blame for the sex abuse scandal that rocked the Catholic Church.
Oh, he suggested it.
Yeah.
Well, he's black, so you know how black folks suggest stuff. They just say it. You know.
Right. No,
black
I know
folks don't have no decorum. They just no.
No, he didn't. He was like, hey.
They just say it outright.
Yeah, it was gay priests.
It was gay. It was homosexual priests.
Right.
And I mean, it's not like, you know, that's a no-brainer. It's not like, oh, it was a straight priest that liked to touch on little boys. Obviously, they're gay and they're pedophiles. But, I mean, this is big news because he's saying what nobody in the last 30, 40 years has said. Like, what do we talk about how they will, we're sorry for the horror that the family faced, and we apologize for the crisis, and we'll give you about $1 million, and then, you know, the family falls off the radar, and the priests get reassigned. And that's all that, but nobody actually came out and said, yeah, is homosexual priest that's molesting kids in the Catholic Church. So to me, that's big for, and then he's black, so, you know, he's not going to become the Pope because he said that.
Yeah, he hasn't learned that number one lesson, never tell the truth to white people.
He was actually one of the front, he was the front runner last time. And then him and the guy now,
the pedophile.
Was the two front runners, and the pedophile was, hold on, I'm not going to call the man a pedophile, you got me. I don't know if the guy's a pedophile or not, but the guy that resigned.
Well, he is a pedophile supporter, because obviously when pedophilia is rampant, once you're the Pope, that means you're a pedophile supporter.
Right.
That's all.
Right.
Yeah. They just need to listen to Cardinal Turkskin. and just tell the truth, even though they ain't trying to hear it. On that note, we gonna go on break here. This is Silski, Alcoholism.
Another jug and a pitcher of suds. Hey. When you're done, handle my dues. Wash your ass, bring us some food. Oh yeah, sharpen my sword. Drunken ashy monkey fist. The praying potted man is weak and barley. Thumb side Bob Marley. Flaming arrow tip, pierce the target. I guzzle the hardest, the thirstiest, starving artist. Make mine a triple on the double. A good drunk never spills, and that's what I call skills. Belly up to the bar, ready for war. Just when you thought I had enough, I want some more. A beast on tour, on the Richter 9.4. Tap another keg, drain the third leg. The homie fell off the bar, so we got a victim. Hey. I'ma go ahead and finish that drink, you don't need it.
Big task, make mine a double.
Sure thing.
I'm on a champagne campaign, I've been on the road for days. They don't throw catastrophe party, they throw catastrophe. Cause I drunk Lindsay Lohan's band under the carpet. Then I fucked her under the table in my apartment by the carpet. Cause that's what I do, if you're familiar with my tactics. I drink, so every day is St. Patrick's. I drink a lot of beer, so be clear on my plans. I'm rich, stop, I'm rapping off from recycled cans. The last man I drunk when she got carried away. Trying to drink with Big Cass that got carried away. So Mr. Bartender, make mine the double. That's my nigga self key, so you know you in trouble. Yeah, I walk up in this shit, brain cells lit. I'll take a martini with a twist. Tall glass, blind Chris, just left the lab. Another hit, down camp, just past the understanding. Nah, I don't need a hit. Look across me, the breezy, she's here. With the big lips, round ass, buck teeth. It talks to the list, big limbs on the cheeks and cards. Drink to now, bitches blur, and I'm up to my fifth. Drink broken to stagger up. Rustle the wall, I'm strong and
happy.
Round one, round two. Now it's not just my ice blinging. The place is quiet, the microphone singing. Not to mention every cell in the house is ringing, ringing. The coochie next to me is still tickling, tickling. I'm calling on zone one, searching for that torn and fainting, fainting.
Your host, Mr. F the N-word. I'm Miss 100%, Queen of the Little People, and that was Silski, Alcoholism.
All right. And while we there, might as well give my man on the phone here so we can talk alcoholism and some Wu-Tang Killer Bees on the sword. Or something like that.
Peace.
Peace. What's up, man? Welcome to Smooth Drama. Well, welcome back.
Yo, what's going down? Yo, what, Big Fred, how you doing, G?
I'm all right, man. How you doing?
Yo, it's all good, man. What's going on? 100%. How you doing?
I'm good. What's up with you? How you been doing?
I'm just chilling, you know what I mean? Everything is good on this end, you know. It's blasting off of 2013, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do me a favor. Would you describe for me and the audience your style of hip-hop, rap, you know, your genre? Like, what would you, who would you connect yourself to? Or give me a person that would best, I guess an artist that would best describe your style.
There's no father to my style, so I couldn't give you that. But
okay, so you all out the box. You just like, there's nobody else out there like you. Is that what you're saying? You are an original.
Yeah, yes. I just do what I feel. I just do what I feel. You know what I mean? Whatever I feel.
Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with being a trendsetter. I mean, hey.
All right, so we played your song Alcoholism. Talk about this single and what you plan on doing for our album.
Yeah, that single right there is going towards the album with me and Tash from the Alcoholics. We got a group called the Painkillers, so that's coming out soon. We, you know, finishing up the album and everything and getting everything worked out. So we're going to be touring and all that soon, summer, a little bit later. But, yeah, that's what's going on. So that's basically, you know, I'm the Drunken Tiger, you know what I'm saying? At the same time, I'm the Dawn of All Dawns, a.k.a. Silk Ponyon, the Drunken Tiger. So what that is, you know what I'm saying, it's like the Ninja Godfather. So I'm coming at you with mob-based styles at the same time with the tactics. You know what I'm saying? So combine those together, either you're going to get both, or you're going to get a little bit of, you know what I'm saying, separate. So that's what that is.
All right. So I know your last single, you had a Wu-Tang influence. So, I mean, you plan on doing some stuff with some of your Wu-Tang brothers, Killer B brothers?
Oh, yeah. That's a given. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I got side projects, but you know, the first thing always is the Wu-Tang bass. You know what I'm saying? The Killer Bees, we still swarming. I got the new album coming out on that tip, and that's, you know, Chamber of the Drunken Fist. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And then the next album coming out after that is called Silk Tradamus.
Okay.
All right. So, you know, I know you in New York and whatnot, so I got to ask you, man, have you seen this new Harlem Shake Gangnam Style?
I knew you was about to ask him about that.
It's just so funny. It just so happened that I just seen something like that, like on YouTube, and I was just looking around or whatever, you know what I'm saying, because I was maybe experimenting with the wobble and that dubstep stuff, you know what I'm saying? Because, like you said, I don't like to stay in the box. But so I did run across the Harlem Shake, and I'm thinking about the way everybody was doing it, like some years ago, not too many years ago, but you know, the last 5 years ago, whatever, 7 years ago, whatever. But and the kids was doing the Harlem Shake or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Maybe a little longer than that, but I'm thinking of something like that, but now I see that it's something different. I think they was doing, like, the electric slide. I think all these old people doing the electric slide. If that's what you're talking about, the wobble music, it's called wobble. I think, is that what you're talking about?
Nah, man. Nah, you seen that Gangnam Style, right?
What happened?
That Gangnam Style.
Gangnam.
It's some Korean guy, and I can't describe it because I can only look at it for about 30 seconds at a time without wanting to punch something in the head.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it's garbage.
I've been, I've been seeing the name Harlem Shake like all over YouTube, and I ain't really checked it out, but I had a feeling with some point and shit. But you know, because I seen something that had nothing to do with no hip hop or nothing, or just so I guess that's what you mean, whatever. But I guess I haven't, my antennas haven't picked up on it yet.
Yeah, trust me, you don't want your antennas to pick this up. I promise you would be disgusted. I was like, come on, man. Really? The Gangnam Style Harlem Shake?
So why they name it Harlem Shake? You know what I'm saying? Why isn't it called something else?
Because, you know, he already done worn out the Gangnam Style. So he was trying to, I guess,
let me do it the wrong way. Gangnam Style is for a whole bunch of white folks. Okay, they just decide to get in a group and go to malls and things like that and just break out with these corny, funky-looking-ass dances. Now, the Gangnam Style Harlem Shake, they're trying to draw black folks into, you know, getting into doing this crazy-looking mess, and it's not working. It's just, to me, it's like, how are you going to just steal, like, the Harlem Shake, dude? You Korean. Like, sit the fuck down. Really. It's just stupid. It's corny. It's stupid. It's out of pocket. And it just makes no sense. And it's just somebody that's trying to get, I guess, make a name for themselves, I guess.
You gonna tell us how you really feel, 100?
I mean, that's how I feel. I mean, that's why I'm 100.
All right. So, yeah, that's what that is. But you'd have to see it to know why we discussed it. So, anyway, we're moving on from that, man. So now I know, you know, you talking about the album and tours and whatnot. You plan on dropping any videos anytime soon?
Yeah, they still wait for me to drop video for I can't even think of it right now. John's Anthem. John's Anthem is the last video that I shot, that we shot, and then wait a year, almost a year and a half for it to be done and released. So that's like almost done. And probably doing a video to a song I got with Capadonna featuring him, Sister Love, got a remix, and we got a video for that coming out.
Oh, you got a remix of Sister Love?
Yeah. And,
I ain't gonna call you out or nothing, but I don't recall getting no email saying, "Yo, Mr. F the N word, here's the remix to Sister Love." I don't recall that. 100. Do you
not out
getting the email?
I didn't get an email, bro.
You didn't get an email either. Okay.
Yeah, right. It ain't out yet. That's because it's not out yet. So it would be premature for me to hit you and tell you, yo, you know what I mean? I'd rather, you know, I'm going to give it to you. You know you're going to have first dibs. I'd be glad for you to go ahead and pump it up. I'm saying.
All right, man, I'm just saying that, you know, I ain't feeling the love now all of a sudden.
All right, so we're going to see what we can do about that. But, you know, we're working on it, G. All
right, bro.
I have a question for you.
Bunch of projects in the mix right now. I got with the other Wu-Tang affiliates, a lot of groups and setting up tours and all kind of stuff. But go ahead.
Okay. All right. This, I mean, I'm not an artist. I'm not a singer, rapper, entertainer, anything like that except for at home or in my car. So, but I do have respect for, you know, for the craft. And it's a lot of people who have, you know, I guess they've kind of, they're not performers anymore, so they're writing songs, but they're now bringing on talent that's not talent. So they're, you know, fixing up the people's voices and, you know, they making them sexy because, you know, sex sells, and they're writing the lyrics for them, and they're basically putting somebody up there like me, somebody who has no talent at all, and making money off of the public. And I have a problem with that. And it's kind of like they don't even care about the craft anymore. All they care about is stealing money out of people's pockets, putting fake people up there. So I just wanted to know what you thought about that, because, like I said, I'm not an artist, but I just still feel like it's wrong to, you know, play games like that. You know, they can't sing, they can't rap, they can't dance, they can't write songs, but they're still putting everything, they have a team of people that's putting all this stuff together for them, but the end result is just to make money, you know, to steal money out of people's pockets. So what do you think about stuff like that?
Well, you know, it just goes back to, like, Cadillac Records, and that's a good reference so people could think about, to kind of give them an idea of how I think about it. It hasn't really changed much. I mean, as far as technology is concerned, things have changed. It's evolved. But as far as the way and the greed and everything else, and, you know, pimping the game, you know what I'm saying, the bureaucrats at the top pimping the game and anything else, it's still the same. And they're just looking for new ways to do it. So they really want to kill off any type of real history that comes from real hip-hop. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And when I say hip-hop, I'm not referring it to or regarding it as like what they call rap. They ain't getting the title on rap, you know, from us MCing and T-Fan, B-Boy dancing and doing graffiti. And those four elements right there is what hip-hop is, culture. It's not a genre of music like what they one thing, but that's an idea to let you know that, you know, how they put a label on everything. It's like put the label on, they made old school and new school and created division between artists. So it would keep, you know, it's a way of, you know, separating. And that way they keep a control on the business by you know, with the media giving it all these titles, categories,
mm-hmm.
on what we do, and all these different, you know, things that they push to the public, you know, their
right.
views and everything else. It has nothing to do with our views. It's just
right.
what they've done and exploited it and just turned it upside down, basically. And it's just used as a tool, of course, for them to make money. And we're just, so far as they're concerned, it's just the puppets and then the puppet masters. You know, we all know that. Nothing has changed for that. So
right.
this whole game is saturated.
Right.
You know,
now,
there's no real artists anymore.
Well,
your
no,
question,
not.
To answer your question, there's no respect for real artists anymore, because everybody, all the fans, want to be artists now, too. And everybody
right.
and their mom, grandmom, and everybody else is an artist or a rapper or a spoken word or a producer or a film producer, some type of jacket that they're carrying, that they,
oh.
that they've given themselves this title.
Get ready for my mixtape coming out 2014.
Yeah, me and him got a mixtape coming out. It's called Shaquanda and Secret Squirrel.
Anyway. Yeah, don't worry about us. We being silly. Now, I wanted to segue into comedian Lisa Lampanelli. She tweeted a picture of herself with HBO show Girls creator Lena Dunham, where she says, "Me with my N-word at Lena Dunham of HBO Girls. I love this biatch." And people was upset at her for using the N-word, even though she was talking about another white person. And on top of that, she came out and was like, "Look, I'm going to keep saying it, because the N-word that ends with the A means friend. If I would have said it with E-R, then I was dissing. Then I can understand what y'all talking about." What you think about that? White people calling themselves the N-word.
That's a good question right there. I had to clear my throat for that one. it depends on how you look at it. If it's just poke fun at black people, then it's one thing. But if they actually get to the point where they're calling each other niggas for niggers, then actually it's about time. They're the real niggers. They're the real ignorant people. The people, and I'm not calling white people ignorant. I'm just talking about just people who use that in a racist way. I'm not generalizing anyone in particular. I'm just saying anyone who uses it, anyone uses that in a racist type of manner. When we do it, it's more of a, you know, it's an embrace. It's like, yo, what up, my nigger?
Wow.
Yeah, I don't see that one happening no time soon.
I'm just trying to figure out, how is it that people will get upset over her saying that, but it's like, okay, you say that you use, yeah, like you said, what up, my nigga? Like, okay, so that's like a term of endearment. It's like, you know, that means we're friends. But why is it okay for you to call yourself that and to call another person that, but all because of the color of this person's skin, she can't say this, my nigga? I mean, if the sentiment is the same.
Well, yo, 100%, let me put it this, they've used it in such a derogatory way for all the 500 years that we was oppressed.
I mean, we have too, though, because we are the ones that we're portraying what they say we are. Like, I mean, look at the way that we behave. And, you know, they like to lump us all together. So,
yeah.
You see what I'm saying, though? So it's like, okay, if that's not what we are, then let's stop behaving that way, and let's stop calling each other that. And then if we are going to keep calling each other that, then we can't get mad when other people do, because like Puerto Ricans, they call each other, you know, they say, what's up, nigga, this my nigga. You know, they've been doing it just as long as we've been doing it. So,
I don't get upset at that, because see, I'm from New York. It's a melting pot, and everybody calls each other. The white people, they call each other, yo, what's up, my nigga? You know, it's not like, it's just, like I said, if it's used in a racial manner, it's different. So, I mean, I don't have no problem with it, you know what I'm saying? It's like, but that's like, I guess it is what it is. It's like, if I say, yo, what's up, my hunky? You know, I'm talking.
Right.
I'm talking, it ain't going to sound right, like yo, hunky.
What's up, crazy cracker? Like,
what's up, my cracker? What's up, my pecker wood ass nigga? What's up, G?
Right.
So they be like, oh, what?
Yeah.
You know, what's pecker wood? And they be like, what? You know, so.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's just the same thing like Malcolm X said back in the day. Like, we don't even really know who we are. You know what I'm saying? But we do know by the last names. It's like you would never call a Korean person or Asian person, Jones, their last name could never be Jones or Smith or something like that. So how did our names end up like that? We got slave master names. That's not our real name. Those are names that were slave master's names that we have, that we embrace so well.
And I'm glad you said that, because the whole my nigga thing goes back to there. When they say, that's a good nigga, this my nigga. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, so now if we're using it as a way to say, okay, yeah, this my nigga, that means we cool, you know, this is my friend, then why get mad? Because you're doing the same thing to yourself that they did. They called you they nigga way back then, and you still letting people call you they nigga. So what's the difference?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have a problem. If I got white friends or whatever, and they saying to my nigga and this and that, I don't get offended, because I'm saying it's just words.
Okay.
So I'm saying, but if you say it, like I said, I'll say it again, if you say it in a derogative kind of way, in a threatening kind of way, or a racial type of manner, then I will take offense to it.
Right.
You know, it's like women call other bitches all day long.
You just took the words right out of my mouth. Go ahead with it. Go ahead. Right. See, I don't play the bitch game.
But if a man says it, then a woman's like, what? Who you calling a bitch? but they call each other that all day long. And a hoe, you know, he's a funny ass hoe, bitch. It's that, da, 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 da. But they say it to each other, and it's funny. They laugh, bitch, please. You crazy. You know, all that shit. I listen to it. I hear them.
Right.
So it's like, and I think it's funny. But if I say it, I'm like, damn, bitch, you bugging the fuck out. I'm like, who are you calling a bitch?
Right.
You are absolutely right.
It's certain words. Yeah. It's certain words, and we just go off on this. Certain words that have power, that people give power where there shouldn't be power.
Right.
Anyway, hey man, tell the people if they want to catch up with Silski, the killer Wu-Tang Killer Bees, where they can catch you at.
So you catch me at the Beehive, catch me at 36, you catch me at the Beehive, you know what I'm saying? But yo, you know what I'm saying? What you need to do is get me on that Twitter. You know, because Facebook, I took it down. It's just a little bit too much drama. It ain't like smooth drama, which is cool. They got some of that negative drama on there. So, but I'll probably put something back up soon. But the Twitter is Official Silkski, SilkSki, all one word, Official Silkski, Twitter, you know, the Twitter. You know what I'm saying?
We get our feet on. Hey, man, I want to thank you for coming on, as always, and blessing us with your presence. And, you know, you don't have to come on every 3-4 years, man. You can come on a little bit more often than that. I thought we was cool enough where you can just give me a call and say, hey, I'm coming on. And that's it.
Yeah, I mean, it's all good, baby. You know what I'm saying? You know, so we're going to definitely keep it popping. Also, you know, I want all the fans out there, you know what I'm saying, all the Wu-Tang fans and, you know, the real true Wu-Tang fans, and even if you're not, y'all go ahead and sign up for WuWorld.com. That's Wu-World.com. See all the latest and what's going on. It's the official Wu-Tang website. Check out Wu Radio. And so I'm pulling my thing on there real soon. And so everything, y'all go ahead and sign up so y'all hang out with NLP.
All right, man. I want to thank you for coming on and look forward to you coming back, man.
Much love. You're 100%. Stay beautiful.
I always have fun. Thank you for coming on.
Right. I have fun, too. It's all love. Talk to y'all soon.
All right, man. Peace.
Peace.
All right. That's my main man, Silski, from Wu-Tang Killer Bees in the building. And after that, I got nothing else to say. I guess we just going to go on break. This is Kendrick Lamar, Rigor Mortis. All
right, here we go, 13. Dragons, I crack the egg in your basket, you bastard. I'm Marilyn Manson with magic. Now just imagine the magic. I like the asses. Don't ask for your favorite rapper.
He dead.
Yeah, boom.
Amen.
Church.
He dead.
I killed him.
Amen.
Bitch. And this is rigor mortis, and it's gorgeous when you die. I need recorded, and I'm Morpheus, the matrix in my mind. I'm out of orbit, you're an orphan, and I hate you at the combined. I'm on the toilet when I grind. If you the shit, then I decline. I climax when you begin, and then I end the cloud mining. That's important when you morph into an angel.
Investigate
the fucking parasite.
He did.
That's what they're telling me. Aiming at your celebrity. This is due to your felony.
I miss 100% queen of the little people, and that was Kendrick Lamar, Rigor Mortis.
All right, and I think you know what time it is.
It is time for the dumbass of the week.
What?
Say woo!
Yeah. Anyway, dumbass of the week. I was going through dumbasses, and then I ran across something that it crossed my mind. It just made me think. 32-year-old man Bernard Anderson Bay, homeless, sues his parents for neglect, and he asked for a Domino's Pizza franchise. He says that that his parents should sell their share of a Brooklyn house to finance two Domino's Pizza stores for him. This way, they will provide a lifestyle upgrade for him.
What?
Yeah.
Wait. Hold on. He wants his parents to finance a Domino's Pizza franchise.
Two.
For him. Wants them to sell whatever they have.
Yeah.
To purchase. Okay, I know you don't like this word. I ain't too fond of it, but nigga, please. What the hell? Where is he getting it? I mean, really? So they didn't do it, of course.
No, he's suing them for neglect.
How old is he?
He's 32. Yeah, he says he concedes that his mother and father legally owe him nothing, but he said he thought his father might find pleasure in seeing his children become successful.
You know what? This is what happened. Somebody made a statement the other day when they said, when you give your kids too much and when you give them too much too fast, it ruins them for the rest of their lives. And this boy, because he's not a man, he need to pop the titty out of his mouth, cut the apron string, and go ahead and grow some hair on his balls and take care of himself.
Well, I'm a guess because he's homeless that his balls are quite hairy. this mother says, go get a job. He's never had a job a day in his life.
Wow.
Now, he's on Facebook, mind you, and he notes that he is the CEO of a record label and a publishing firm.
He said he knows one.
No. He is the CEO of a record label and publishing firm.
How is that possible if he's never had a job before?
Well, I believe when you were talking to Silski last segment, you were talking about these people who are CEOs of record companies, whatnot, but they don't have a job.
See, they put together all this fake ass talent or whatever, made up talent. So this is okay. I guess so. Let this be a message to all y'all that like to put people out there that really don't have a talent. he's a prime example. Don't do it because you end up broke and be, you're a homeless, a bum.
Well, see, you giving him too much. I don't think he's putting anybody out there. It just he's homeless. He's a dude that probably lives in one of them rooms where they share the bathrooms on the same floor. Right. And he's like, he's got free internet that he's stealing. And he's like,
right.
Oh,
right.
I got this record company. I'm a record company exec. That's what he say to the girl so he can get some.
Well,
that's all. That's my dumbass of the week. I think he deserves the extra special helmet. Suing your parents for neglect. 32 years old, homie. 32.
That's just crazy.
Yeah, just a little bit. Now, we didn't do the hater of the week before because I thought our hater right here is an extra special hater. Hater of the week, and quite frankly, I don't think we're going to get a hater worse than this for the rest of the year. But it's February. I could be wrong. Little Wayne, or as Professor Griff likes to call him, Little Wendy. He has the lyrics on the unofficial release of his song Karate Chop, where the lyrics are, "Beat that pussy up like Emmett Till."
Yeah.
Now, for those of you who don't know who Emmett Till was, Emmett Till was the young man in the 60s who was beaten and murdered for looking at a white woman. Beaten till he was unrecognizable.
Right.
So for little Wendy to come out and spit these lyrics, and it's like, oh man, that's hot. There, I beat the pussy up like Emmett Till. It's like, you gonna let that come out your, you? He wrote that. It was like, yeah, this is hard lyrics.
That's, you know what? It gonna run. And I know that the way that I said it sounds ignorant, and that's what I mean. That's how ignorant what he did was. It gonna fucking run. Like, you just ignorant, just plain dumb as a box of fucking rocks. And like, I had a little bit of respect for him because I looked at him as a true talent. But now, in my eyes, he's shit. I mean, it's like, you have to, I understand making money and all that, but you have to have something that you'll stand for. And when you can't control the things that come out of your mouth, or you feel like you've gotten to a status in life where you can just say whatever the hell you want to say and there's no repercussion for it, there's, you know, you can just get away with saying and doing anything. This is what happens. And to me, it's just, it's putrid. It's disgusting for him to even, I mean, I don't even know what whoever baby or whoever, whatever radio station, whatever record label, I don't know what the hell what they were thinking, even putting that mess out there.
Well, his family wrote a two-page letter. Now, I'm not going to read the whole letter, but there are a few words that they said that I think should be respoken. Yesterday marked a week since the unofficial release of Karate Chop Remix, inclusive of your lyrics. The words we speak are powerful enough for preservation of life, but also have the capacity to destroy it. When you spit lyrics like "beat that pussy up like Emmett Till," not only are you destroying the preservation and legacy of Emmett Till's memory and name, but the impact of his murder in Black history, along with degradation of women.
Yeah. There's really no more to be said after that.
And I mean, one, as the family member, I mean, I don't know if the parents are alive. If Mr. Till's parents are still alive.
No, they're not. I know that the mother definitely is not alive. She died some time ago.
Right, but you know, it's the fact that, and this goes to, you know, people talk about Black History Month. You know, I make fun of it because I say, look, black all year round. This is why I talk. You should know your history, and your history should be taught, and you should respect your history, because this is a blatant disrespect of your legacy and a chapter in history that should never be forgotten.
Yeah.
I mean, people died so you could rock.
Right.
And that's what, you know, it goes into KRS-One lyrics. He's like, people died so I could rock. You think I'm going to grab the mic and waste my nation's time? Step off with that weak shit. You're psychologically, historically, and spiritually sick.
Wow.
And that is where Little Wendy is.
Yeah. You know what? Honestly, I wouldn't even call the whole bitch ass thing, because you know how I don't like for people to say stuff and then or do things and then knowing that they meant to do it and then come back and apologize. I wouldn't call bitch assness on this one if he did come out and apologize, because I just chalk this up to, you know, like I said, he has that ego boosted up. He's got all this money. He's got all this fame. He's surrounded by people that's, you know, pushing him. Yeah, everything he say is gold, because basically everything he put out makes millions and millions of dollars. So it's like, he's, like I said, he's, you know, he's ignorant. So I would just chalk it up to pure ignorance. And if he did apologize, and then he could come out with maybe a song that really showed, yeah, you know, his intellect.
100. I think you reaching for the stars.
I know I am, and you know how I am. I like to see the greater good for mankind. You know, I like all of that stuff.
Well, stop it, because there's no greater good here. The only good that can come of this is if we just ignore it. And on that note, I want to thank my main man, Silski, from the Wu-Tang Killer Bees. And shout out to everybody that's out there listening. And for Miss 100%, I am Mr. F the N-Word. And, you know, this is another Smooth Drama production. And as y'all know, we don't settle for the jumper. We go to the hole. And when I throw that alley up, what's going to happen, 100?
Think safe, bitches.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.